This is the operating budget. Do I recall that correctly?
Correct.
And how large is the operating budget for the Park District?
The overall operation budget this year, we're projecting to be just under $900,000 on revenue. We're also projecting $1 million on expense. So this is a negative budget in that regard. However, part of the reason why we've had some very good years where we got some carryover money, and we don't want to have, you know, an excessive amount in reserve. So this budget is a rarity for us, but we're showing a negative budget this year.
So basically, you will use reserves to make up that $100,000 difference.
Correct. This is, it doesn't affect any tax increase. This is reserves from past years that have accumulated. We like to have at least a 6-month reserve, and some of the accounts are getting out to where they're a 9 or 10 month reserve, which is, you know, more than what we really should be carrying.
What time period does this budget cover?
It covers the calendar year. Our fiscal year and calendar year are coincide.
Now, would you normally have this budget ready by the end of the previous year, or is this typical that February, March is when you have this done and approved by the board?
Well, the operating budget itself was approved at the January meeting. The financial statements at the January meeting are the last financial statements of the year prior. So that has been approved and in place. When we talk about the March-February, that's a document referred to as the Budget and Appropriation Ordinance, and that is always prepared in the first quarter of a fiscal year. So you have to close out the year and approve an operating budget, and from that then you create the Budget and Appropriation Ordinance.
Why are expenses running a little higher than revenues this year?
I'm thinking of an answer on this one here. I would have to actually look at it a little bit closer. There are a lot of things across the board on it. Obviously, utilities. Some of those things have come into play that have gained considerably in the past few years. You know, so we're keeping pace with those. Cost of labor has increased. We had gone about a 3-year period where we had no increase in salary wage for staff, except there were mandated raises to the minimum wage. And we wanted to be able to come through all of that. We didn't want to short ourselves and end up in financial trouble. So we postponed raises for other employees for the last 3 years. And some of that's being reflected now that we're going to go ahead and make some wage adjustments this year. So labor costs has increased.
All right. Where do the revenues come from for this operating budget?
About two-thirds of it is generated from property taxes, and the other third is self-generation from fees and charges and program fees for recreation activities that we put on.
And what does this budget cover? Are we talking about day-to-day expenses? Are we talking about programs, all of the above?
It is all of the above. It covers virtually everything we do, with the exception of the capital projects, the development. You know, Veterans Park, for example, that development would come out of what's referred to as a consolidated fund, our capital projects fund. Otherwise, everything else that we do, programs, day-to-day operations, maintenance, it all comes out of the general fund budget that we're talking about here.
Is there anything big or different in any of those categories for you in this calendar year?
No, there's no significant differences within our operating budget. With regard to the capital budget, the differences there are that we've spent a couple of years with some major projects, and this year and next year as well, our plan is to go ahead and get a number of smaller projects that we've put on the back burner for a while, accomplished. Repairs to the office, some ADA issues with shelter houses, playground improvements. Some of those items that have not been taken care of immediately are going to be our focus over the next couple of years.